Hi, this is the Unfueled and Mind podcast brought to you by Purity. Guys, you're back to this boring station. But anyway, it's not so boring. So, happy International Women's Day to all the ladies out there. You are valued, you are important, and your contribution matters in the society. So, keep on going. And I am bringing to you our topic of the day is women highly celebrated or under-celebrated. I'm going to be hearing it from two human. I have with me here is
Benita Ogamba.
And again, I have with me here
Wesley Uchechukwu.
Okay, this is our ex-president of NSBS.
You guys, you still be president. Should they never elect person?
I'm still the national president.
Okay, national president. Oh. I was talking about like Futu.
You didn't mention Futu.
Okay, Peleo, national president of NSBS. So I'm going to be asking if the Women's Day are celebrated, or generally if women are highly celebrated or under-celebrated. Yeah, these days more scholarship are being given to ladies than guys. You see opportunities are being open just for girls, and then opportunities like they will not be only for girls, like, and girls and guys are ranting, why is he only for. So I want to hear from their point of view. Wesley, do you feel like ladies are under or over celebrated, or they breaking barriers, or they are building more barriers? What do you think?
Okay, for me, I think the ladies are over celebrated.
Why?
Because they normally get things more easier compared to the guys. I don't know why. Maybe because they see them as the weaker one, or they are not supposed to get this kind of thing. So they try to make things easier for them, or to get them involved in those kind of things. Because you mentioned scholarship. Yes, it does happen. Even in a queue, in a bank queue, once a girl displays one kind of act, it takes her to the front. But if you're a guy, if you like die in that queue, so if nothing will happen. So I feel girls, ladies are given more opportunities, and also the society celebrates the ladies more than the guys.
So this question is going back to you, Benita. Do you feel like girls are over celebrated or under celebrated with your reasons?
Well, I will not say girls are over celebrated, and I will not say they are under celebrated. Maybe before you would say that girls were not celebrated at all, but now I will not say girls are over celebrated or under celebrated. I will say that they are trying to give them equal rights,
yeah,
with the guys. So the over celebrated, nope, is out of it. But the under celebrated, at some point they are under celebrated, but with what is happening now, with the way they are bringing women out in the spotlights and everything, I will not say they are under celebrated.
But for me, talking about the equality, they always want to match the women to the men, that they are equal, but it can never be so. Women can never be equal to the men, and it's just the hype most times that makes them equal. Like, that's why if a lady does something, the hype will be much, so that it will be leveled equal.
Yeah. So I'm going to counter your word when you said it, they're over celebrated. I'm going to counter it, because like Benita said, there are times when these women were not given this opportunity. So there are times when these ladies were not given this opportunity, where our mothers have to like fight, where our mothers have been put in the kitchen, and then they have been told that they belong in the kitchen. Just like your next president to be, Tinubu, said the wife is going to leave the Senate seats and come and be the, you know, the wife.
And first lady, and other room. Like, that was his statement. You come and be my wife and first lady and the other room.
So this is how the ladies were treated. So they deserve this scholarship that are open for just them. They deserve like the numbers of people to be in this area. They want to bring them out, or like other days, like where, you know what I'm talking about. So don't feel like they are highly celebrated.
They deserve all these things so that they will be equal, right?
Yeah.
So that is over celebration.
Yeah.
Because on a norm, if a guy gets that kind of thing, it's not celebrated.
It's not.
Okay, let me give you an instance now. Let's assume now we are trying to like work out on something now.
Yeah.
A guy and a girl, we are trying to work out on something.
Let me consider. Do you know when you and a girl, you are a guy and a girl, in a situation where a guy and a girl are working on something, most times they give the credit to the guy because he's a girl. Do you know it happens at the workplace?
Okay, let's assume both of us now are going for an interview or going for something or to see somebody. The chances of you getting it as a girl is more higher compared to the guy.
The chances of you getting it as a girl then. The chances of you getting it as a girl is low.
There was one time we had an election, SVG election. Everybody in the line was fainting. Even me, myself, I was fainting. But the only people they took inside was the girls, not minding if those guys are dying on the line. You understand what I mean now? Not minding if those guys are dying on the line. They just have to take out the girls to go inside to vote.
I don't agree.
The ladies are soft, so we have to...
I don't agree. Ladies first.
You have to be treated like that.
But you still want them to be equal. You are soft and you want to be equal with somebody that...
You are giving them equal rights, like in the workplace, in this space, in where this thing is supposed to be. Don't make it like, oh, this is a lady. Like, I don't know. I cannot give it to you. Make it in such a way that, okay, let me give you this thing because you deserve the job, not because I'm a lady. And let me give it to the, not, don't tempt the whole scenario.
See, if when it comes to, let me come to career right now. If it's career, I'm appreciating, like, I don't feel like girls are overrated. But when it comes to the normal ways, I feel like they are given more chances. I would say it again, if you as a guy, if you are in need, and you meet your fellow guy, say, I beg. You meet your fellow guy and be like, I need money. Like that kind of thing. The guy will say, I no get them. But if a girl come and ask that money, 50 guys will volunteer to give.
Exactly. Because the society believes that the guy is supposed to work for it. Yay. So it has the ability to get it.
Please, I've not asked a guy money. I don't ask guys money. But I've not asked guy money. I say, he volunteered to give. I've never volunteered to give.
No, but that's just, even if you don't do it, it's the truth.
It's true.
I don't know, though.
But it's the truth. It's the truth, to be very honest.
In a family now, that the man earns more than the wife. Mm. It's a normal thing for the man. The man is in control of it. The man doesn't even feel like he's on top of the world because it's normal for him. But in a family whereby the woman earns more than the man, if that woman is not well disciplined, let me tell you the truth, the honest truth, that family is not going to work out. Because the lady will feel like, I'm getting something that a man is supposed to be getting. So he will want to flex all those shoulders and all those muscles.
That's not okay in a situation where the woman earns more than the man. The man tends to like, oh, because you're earning more than me, you're not feeling like any little thing, any slight thing can make the man angry. The lady has more money than him. That's just what is. It's not the fact that this thing is supposed to make him angry.
If I'm dating a girl now and I'm so broke, I can tell the girl, babe, I don't want you to go outside today. The chances of the girl respecting that kind of this is very, very slim. Do you know why? Because there is nothing you can do, nothing come out. But if I have money now, let's say I'm a very, very rich boyfriend that gives you every single thing you want. Remember, if I'm broke, you can get things without me giving it to you. You might not respect my words or my decision. But if I have that money now with me, and I tell you, babe, I don't want you to go outside. You know that definitely if you go outside, it's going to bring wahala. It's going to bring problem. Girls, most time in relationship, they are after their comfortability. They have to be comfortable. Yes. And if I tell you, don't do this thing, and you went and do it, you know definitely it's going to cause problem. Wahala is going to start. And once that wahala starts, it's going to bruise your comfortability. You're not going to be comfortable again. So it tends to keep the girl in place. I say, babe, don't go out. But because I can take care of her and afford everything she wants, she'll respect my decision. I say, I'm not going to go out. But if I'm way, way broke now, you understand, and she can definitely get anything she wants, maybe in the right way. I'm not saying in the very wrong way, in the right way. If I tell her, babe, don't go out, she'll feel like, you're not supposed to tell me what to do.
So I'm going to say something about this thing. I saw a quote this morning that I showed Benita from our president, P.O. He said,
the people, the problem we have now is people we fail to train. Like, we failed to train, we failed to educate. If this thing was from the onset, where everybody was given equal rights, where everybody was given, oh, there's no bias, there's no, you know, barrier given to ladies that you belong to the kitchen or you're supposed to be fetching water, why the men are supposed to be working. And there wouldn't be anything like this, you know, right? Okay. I wouldn't be a girl having in mind where she's earning more than a guy that, I'm the woman of the house, so whatever happens or whatever I say happen. Eh?
You said you wouldn't be the girl.
No, there wouldn't be a girl. If this education was given, if this barrier wasn't put at first, if this thing wasn't like, the women, we are struggling, to be very honest. I can remember in my gym where, you as a lady, to get a job was a very, very hard something, because you're a lady, they will say, oh, you can't do it. But, and that makes, that's like a mindset being put in a girl's gym. Now she's having that mindset that, oh, I belong to the house. Then she's, I heard a current like podcast and somebody's talking about how a guy should treat them. If these people were educated rightly before, they won't be blasting on podcasts about how if the guy is not taking care of them, or a man's treatment, that'd be what they call it.
It's not all about belonging to the kitchen or belonging to the household.
But that was the definition.
If you're not married now, like you're not married, nobody can force you to belong to any house or any kitchen.
No, I'm just saying, I'm just using as a married person. As a single person, or even one Microsoft school, blah, 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 they posted something about International Women's Day, and then they posted a scholarship. And the guy is like ranting, why is he open for guys, only for girls? And ranting. And everybody's like, this is Women's Month, right? They want to celebrate the men. And then, but I see the value that this thing is bringing, because women, they want to put these ladies to be like, to be involved.
The only way the society tends to balance the equality between the guys and the ladies is to making the ladies more higher. You understand? You have to step up their own so that the guys can now balance. In a scenario whereby you put both of them on the same scale, let me be very, very honest with you. The ladies, their scale is going to drop. So you have to push their scale a little bit up so that the guys will now level up. You understand? That is why opportunities are more created for them. Mm-hmm. You create more opportunities for them so that the guys will struggle to level up. But in a scenario whereby you are creating both opportunities for the both of them, now the girls, their own is definitely going to drop.
Why do you feel so?
I don't get their own will drop.
Okay, see now. In the society now, when it comes to that fighting spirit, when it comes to that earning, let's say you can call plenty girls now. You might want to tell them, why are they not making money? They might not have anything to say. Now, in a family whereby there are three guys, let's say the siblings, there are three guys and two girls. As they are growing, the girls are definitely looking up to the guys. That's how the society is. That's how everybody was created. You understand? Mm-hmm. The girls are always dependent on the guys, normally.
Because that's the training from the onset. I'm still talking about the onset.
Even if a guy and a girl is dating,
yeah,
the girl is expecting the guy to provide her needs. The guy is never expecting the girl to provide any of his needs. Whereby the girl does anything, the guy takes it as it's a nice gesture, it's a gift. My girlfriend is trying, you know. You understand? He's doing this thing for me. But
how do you feel when a girl does for you?
I feel like so, so excited.
How do you feel when you have a supportive person? Like when your girlfriend is equally bringing something as you are?
Not equally. Not equally. You can't equally, like, there's no way in a relationship a girl can take care of a guy and it stand. No, now.
It's just done.
It's about time.
Why?
It's like, about time. What makes you think it won't stand?
It's about time. I've seen families whereby the women earn more. At first, it will be loving, it will be understanding. But as time goes on, you start getting things like, is it not your men, your mates are out there? They are doing this for their family.
I've seen a couple of family that the ladies earn more.
A couple of family. We have over thousands of family and you're seeing just couple. You can't compare the couple of family to thousands. You can't rate couple of families with thousands of family out there that... There is no way the the woman will...
Okay, can we believe now that it's the way we were brought up? It's the way, the whole thing that was the mindset from the onset?
I think it starts from the creation, Sha.
I will say, you know, your mindset can change. This life, you can have, it's just left for you. If you see that this thing is this way, and you now get to think that, oh, why is this thing this way? You can actually change the mindset. I will not say it's the way you are brought up. Okay. You can be brought up in all these pastors' children and all, and they go out, they are no longer like that. You will just say the way they are brought up. You will not say the way they are brought up. So your mindset, it tends to change. It's you as a person. Okay. You yourself. If you say, okay, let me give, which example should I give now? Let me say, in the society, we are brought up to hate gays. Let me just use that. That this is not supposed to be so, it's not supposed to be this, it's not supposed to be that. Calm down now, let me finish. It's not supposed to be so. But you, if you now get to talk to some of them, and you now get to understand their own parts and why they are like this, that this is actually how they found themselves, that they can't change these parts and stuff, so you cannot do anything about it. You just have to tell them. If the only thing you do for them is just to advise them that if this is where you find yourself and you're comfortable with it, then you can like go on. But if you are not comfortable with it, I don't see any reason why you should still continue.
Career wise I would say girls are not over celebrated career wise but when it comes to other aspects where emotions are being girls' emotions are being regarded more than guys, it's failing, because we see a lot of guys now
they don't celebrate the way they are supposed to be.
Do you know we have had plenty prominent people in Nigeria that have had plenty offices outside, international. Now when Okonjo-Iweala got that office, Do you know the kind of celebration she got?
Yeah, I know.
If it was a man, it would be tempted.
No, you don't get it. Because they believe that these ladies could not do it before.
That's why I said you have to step up their skill.
Who stepped up?
In the society now. Yeah. We are trying to change things how it is before. But in as much as you are trying to do all these gender equalities, giving the same opportunities for a guy to a girl. Now, if you're a mother now and you gave birth to a boy and a girl, and let's say both of them are outgrown now and they are ready to go into this society and make something for themselves, let me tell you, let me be very honest with you, you will be more after the girl compared to the guy, because you believe that this guy is going to survive, he has that surviving spirit. But that's why most times, if a guy stays out till 9, the mother might not feel so bad. But if you're a girl and he stays out 8,
why?
They'll be calling you.
Why? Why?
Because they feel you don't have that level of whatever a guy has to survive in the society.
It's a lie.
It's true.
It's a lie. It's the society we've built. Because we know that men here are not human.
Definitely, we are facing
reality. We are scared of the men. Yes. That's more reasons why women care about
it. I go out and I come back by 10 and my mom is like, why are you coming back by 10?
So what's the point that she's always making?
She's like, you don't know, it's dangerous outside.
Who are the dangers?
Don't you think that the guys can get into danger too?
They can, but Jesus Christ, we are talking about
But if they get to that danger, they have the ability of
overpowering it,
of surviving it.
Yes, of ourselves.
But you're after the girl because you think that the girl doesn't have the ability of overpowering it. Why?
Because Jesus, you don't understand.
Why?
The thing is that it's inbuilt. But the problem we have, just like Peter Obi said, is people who fail to train and people who fail to educate. That is the problem we have now.
Educate the society now. You'll be comfortable.
To be
if your girl child is like out like that, you'll be comfortable.
If the society were normal, if the society, we don't have people who have to rape a girl in the night or who have to like force a girl
definitely
to...
Definitely there will be crime in the society.
I'm just saying...
There will be crime in the world. It's all about surviving, adapting. That adaptation, you have to adapt, you have to survive.
Mm-hmm.
That is why you have to care more about the girl so that they will survive. That's why you have to care more about them so that they will survive. But in a scenario whereby you put out the boy in the society, definitely he's going to have that survive. Okay, let's say I'm walking out in the night now. and I met two guys, they are trying to rob me. My tendency of escaping it is like 40 because I'm a guy. If you're a girl, your tendency of escaping those two guys is zero. It's fact.
Thank you.
So that surviving spirit is there because you're a guy. You understand? You can try. But like she said, girls are soft. You understand? So for you to level them up with somebody that is hard, you have to give them that high, whatever, whatever, so that the guys can now. But you cannot put both of them in the same scale.
Nobody's. Okay.
That's why even in competitions, you can't, let's say in sports now, you can't put a guy and a girl in the same team. The girl, in fact, you wouldn't even feel the girl in that team. Let's say in a football match now, we have...
Yes, see the point there. I'm for the fact that give them the right, the same right you're giving a guy, what you have given, whatever you're giving a guy to experience, give them the right. But a guy and a girl is never equal. Is never equal. They can't be equal.
A guy and a girl is never equal. But the fact that you are making the girl look so low of herself or look like she's nothing, that's the whole issue of...
They were looking at us as nothing.
They were looking at women as nothing, that your whole life is kitchen.
And then that made other girls... you need to see some girls talk. Your brain would be pain. You'd be like, they'll be like, oh, I'm not supposed to work, that kind of thing. They'd be like, I'm supposed to be painting my nails, my husband this, and why he provides. I'm like, Jesus, oh yeah, like your parents, like this is their fault. And then you see a woman, like a mother, then the mother is like, my child, you need to get a wealthy man. I'm like, Jesus, don't you think that your daughter needs to like be wealthy too? Who wants to like rest with a distance? Isn't everybody okay? What if in a situation where a man falls down and then the wife is not even doing anything, automatically people move to the village?
For me, yeah, even if we are trying to make the whole thing equal society, for me, I believe the guys are more well built to survive plenty things compared to the girls, both emotionally, physically, mentally.
Some guys can't survive, you know. Some guys can't survive. That's physically too, some guys can't survive.
You should be checking the percentage, the ratio.
But let's not be checking the percentage for girls. Some girls have the ability to survive, both this emotionally and physically, and all. Some girls can survive. Emotionally, physically, otherwise. And the same with guys. Some guys, it's just that when it comes to girls, the rate is like, let's say, 40-60.
For girls,
20. No, I'm not going to say.
Do you know that? Why I say girls are over celebrated is because once a girl goes out of the line to do something, a girl will be recognized because it's not normal, it's not common.
It's not common. Thank you. It's not common. It's not normal.
So the person that goes out of the line has to be over celebrated. Plenty
to
guys.
To bring up other females so that you see that okay, you can do this.
Okay.
You can do this. It was this thing is something that guys we are doing from the onset. But now all of a sudden a lady pushed and she was able to reach that angle that guys reach. So this is, you celebrate that woman. Why you celebrate that woman is why you over celebrate that woman is you are telling the younger ones that you can actually get there. You just have to work on yourself and do the necessities. You can actually get to that point.
In a scenario now whereby the guys are getting that kind of over celebration, what will happen?
They don't.
We say Mbote is not celebrated.
Like I said now,
We say Mbote is not celebrated.
He celebrated, definitely.
Kobe Bryant, when he was alive, was he not celebrated?
Celebrated, yes.
How many male basketballers do you female just basketballers?
Listen to what I'm trying
you
to.
Know? Like,
listen
how
to what
how
I'm.
Many
how many do you know?
Listen. What?
Female basketballers
that are so celebrated.
I don't know.
But
because none of them has gone out of the line to do something that is significant to make them to be celebrated.
Exactly.
Now, okay, see now, what I'm trying to point out is that if a girl goes out of the line to get something, you, like, many people will celebrate that particular girl because he's getting that kind of opportunity it's and whatever, not, whatever. And you said
over celebrate is like appreciation for what she has already like.
It's not enough. If you say over celebrating, it's fine. It's fine for them to be over celebrated. Okay. It's just like as you're over celebrating. If you say it's fine because if you're celebrating them, you're bringing up the younger ones that
you're trying to motivate.
Yes, that they can get there.
I wish my
you can reach that place.
My roommate to finish.
No, we're not after your life. I had the same discussion with my roommate. Like, I was like, oh, why is it like plenty of opportunities? You know, girls say, hey, yes, you deserve it. You know, when I bought that sort of thing.
If you leave a guy and a girl, who do you think like who?
What do you think that will?
Like who come out or who be outstanding or who survive more?
When it comes to outstanding, it's a probability. But when it comes to survival, I don't know.
Facing life.
Some
girls are facing both life tough in a very hard way.
That's just the truth.
And they are surviving.
Where are you heading to? Like, if you have to say, you have to be specific. That if you leave a guy again in this situation, you just have to be specific of your, because some guys are surviving, some girls are surviving on their own.
Okay, I feel like guys, the way that they are built, the way they are created, the way they were made, the way the society made them, like you guys said, guys, they are more calculative in a way.
No.
Girls are used to jumping into conclusion in every single thing.
Are
now
serious?
In a family,
no, let me tell you something, sorry, so sorry to cut you short,
the most drama comes from the girls.
Wow.
Exactly.
If something happens now, the first person that will panic is the girl.
Are you serious?
The guy is panicking though, but he's not making his own obvious, you understand? Wow. Because he can emotionally contain it.
You think?
I know, so it does happen.
See, do you know? No, like, I think you are putting it in a part where you want to define caring, because I feel like ladies care more.
Okay,
let me tell you. Let me tell you. They say when you give birth to a guy and a boy, and they both get married, the ladies have more this thing of going back home to take care of the family than a guy has. Okay. To be very honest, even if they don't have, they care more about the parents, even the guy's parents, that they listen. It's untrained human being that go about making troubles, to be very honest, is go about making troubles with the mother-in-law or whatever. But a girl is more caring when it comes to, when give birth to a guy and he listen, a girl will always return home to take care of the parents, send clothes, mama, than a guy would do.
Okay,
I believe that every gender has their own way of caring for people.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
You understand?
Yes,
every gender has their own way of caring.
I cannot say that for my own side.
You understand?
What the ladies and the men come back to, like for my grandparents now, both the ladies and the men,
but
you can't compare the way.
Sometimes it's the wife that pushes the distance. He sent go kwa magi ego. Have you sent money to your parents? Like, oh, have you done? It's the ladies that actually do, like, persuade a man in the house to do something. To be very honest, so it's the truth. Like, if you stay in the house.
It depends on the family.
It depends on the man and the family.
No, like a guy is a lady's inbuilt to do like certain things. It's a lady.
In my family, my grandmother. Most times, so for me, in my family, the guys, they do come for their family, for their mom. Most times, their wife will used to complain that they overdo it sometimes, but they do.
Are you serious? Complain?
Yes, now some...
Some wife are
trouble. Some wife will be like, why are you not...
Oh, not in my family, though. No, we don't do that. We don't complain. The men and the women, they both come for each other, each other's side. Both this angle and this angle, like, and I don't know, when I hear people say that your family having issues and all that, the woman is saying don't do this for your mother, don't do this for your this, don't do this, I didn't get to see that because
If it happens, to be very honest, if it doesn't happen within your parents, you can't tell of.
Yes, that's the thing. But that's why when I hear people say something like that, I just like, okay, because I didn't get to experience
it does,
such.
It does happen.
It's enormous.
It does happen. In fact, it's like
it's becoming
enormous in the society, whereby you see the lady that they married will be complaining about her mother-in-law, this one, that
but
this
why
one is.
No, be mother-in-law, they find trouble.
I beg, I know they for this topic.
So what's up on it? Like, if a guy now goes to work and comes back and finds out that her mother slaps her wife, what would be his reaction? Principle, we are saying, "Ha, my mom will go home."
That's the truth. Go to your husband.
Then some people.
Sorry, you questioning.
Then some people we are saying that they have to first of all sit down and talk about what would have happened that would provoke that kind of thing.
But why would you slap your wife or slap your mom? I don't understand.
No, like why your mother-in-law slap you and your husband come back? What should be the reaction of your husband?
Okay, let's say the
but why would the mother-in-law slap the wife
in
her husband's place?
Maybe they're having one kind of.
Why would you have that? You have husband. This thing that you raise your hand to slap the wife. Does it make sense?
Why?
Are
we still talking about men's say right?
No, we have to know why.
Are we still talking about men's rights? Because
so the big question is that: what will you do as the guy? What will you do?
You have to know first. You have to know what happened.
Okay.
You have to know, but the slap. Hey.
What will you do? If you
slap me,
if you're a guy, what would you
okay,
do?
Okay, I'm not a guy now.
This guy. I don't know what is wrong with. That's what I told you about marriage. You said I can't put my mind. If you're a guy.
I'll be dumbfounded.
You came and saw your wife crying that your mom slapped her.
Ask what happened.
They told you what happened.
If they tell me what happened, then. Okay.
The mother now slapped. What will
you caution your mom. That is not how to handle such situation.
You caution your mom.
Yes.
In front of your wife.
Yes.
So you as a guy, what
your wife?
We are as a guy,
but you have to caution your mom that you're not supposed to be laying your that this is my wife for crying out. This is my home. Hello.
You what?
You know why you're saying this?
Sorry. What will you do?
Okay, for me personally, definitely, my mom is going to go and see her husband.
Thank you. Go and see your husband.
You understand? But first of all, not just your mom. You also have to talk to your wife.
You caution your mom outside, not in front of your wife.
You have to caution them.
You caution both of them, but not in the same room. That's what I'm saying.
Well, first of all, the first thing is that your mom has to go. You understand? Because there was one guy that I was texting, was like, no, my mom. I told the guy that definitely your mom is going to stay like few.
This is a hard decision for a guy, right? To make. It's a hard decision for a guy to make.
It's hard, but even a good mother who want to go the next day.
So that you will not have issue. Yeah,
you never meet trouble. So sorry, we are drifting. They are drifting. There is no connection.
How to find
one? I was trying to like, what would make women's rights and women's over being celebrated? But to be very honest, I think I'm appreciating the fact that women are being celebrated.
Yeah.
But then I feel for some reasons I'm getting to feel like they are building more barriers for guys. They are building more walls that guys can withstand, because I go on social media many times and I see people complaining, why should this scholarship be only for guys? But then there are other scholarships. YouTube is there, you can as well learn this thing. But then they are just providing this opportunity that they have not provided for girls before. This thing that they were brought up that girls should remain here, they shouldn't, their rights, their career should be in the kitchen, their career should be respecting the husband. No deal, you have to respect everybody respect. But then
both of us can be in the kitchen, you know. I don't see why only me should be in the kitchen. Hello.
Can be in the kitchen.
Yes,
can be the one in charge of the
no but both of us can do the dish and we can be in the kitchen. I don't know for you people. Okay, let me give this instance. See, let me tell you. See, my grandparents. Let me use my grandparents because I like using them very. My grandparents. When my grandmom was like, you do the dishes, I do the laundry. That's how they live their life. My grandmom and my granddad. My grandma will wash plates and all. My dad will do the. My granddad will do the laundry and all. They had this. They have this understanding of I will do this.
And you will do this.
So like if like that was then. That was in the 90s or something. That was when they had this understanding between themselves. So if they are having the understanding, then why can't we now have the understanding? Like why can't you build it with your own this thing? Even my dad. Sometimes when my mom is writing exam, my dad will enter the kitchen to cook and do all those stuff and do some things in the house. That's what Aww. That's understanding.
I'm just saying
that's understanding. That's what is supposed to happen in the family and all. Just if
so if you're in short, no particular thing is meant for a guy, no particular thing is meant for a girl.
When you're married, when you're in a relationship, when you're equality.
No, I want to know.
Don't do when you're in a relationship and when you're people should do everything. That's the only way your marriage can survive.
But
unless
the society is it giving more highlight to girls? That's what me I want to know. What's it come?
When it comes to providing, it's the guy and the girl support.
Yes,
no,
we support each other.
Do you know what is support?
Support.
I'm doing this thing now. You're coming to support me. You can decide to go back. And stop supporting. It's not you that is doing it. You are just there to support, to give a helping hand. You understand? That is what is called support. I can decide to stop supporting because it's not me. You have to support.
See, let me now, tell you.
When it comes,
to what is you? You are doing the things together. This is your life. This is you people's life.
See, let me tell you. So sorry to say this about this one you're talking about. Like, it's going to bring into when a girl has more, and then you feel bad. Because I've had my sister wanted to get a car, and then they're like, you never marry. Like, when a guy see you with a car, you feel like, oh, you are, like, oh, you've made it. Yeah, and then they will be feeling too small for you. Why is it that? Like, can't I get my stuff for myself, like, without a guy feeling like I am made?
The only way.
Then you're feeling like, oh, they should put the girls before they should.
The only way your marriage or whatever can survive is you wash, I dry. You know what is you wash, I dry? Like, you. Yes. You wash, I dry. That's the only way you can. That's the only way.
But in that scenario, what would you say? Because this one you're saying about when a woman have more money, the marriage doesn't last. But she's not like when she started making her money young age and she wanted to get a car.
Some people, if they are disciplined, they can control the whole scenario. Some girls, if they are disciplined, they can control it. You understand? Do you know that all this independence, whatever, used to enter in the head when a lady or a girl?
Yes, it used to enter.
Independent. It used to enter into the head.
I don't want to argue.
It's true, but normally guys are independent. We don't used to like say
yes. I don't want to agree, like, to make a conversation, but then I agree because yes, used to enter their head. And two, why should it be she codes? She codes her codes, her integrity, her this. Why should it be that way? She codes women in tech. Of course there are men in tech. Should it be men in tech? Why should it be women in tech? Can't you just like women in power, women in
women are not there. If you say women in tech, women are not always in tech. Women don't used to be in tech. Women don't used to do it. But now that women are entering here,
can we now dissolve the women in
we need more women in the tech industry.
Low key, as in why should be she code? You want to see the community of women in this, women in Web3, women
to bring them out of you can. Please, they should come out.
I've heard someone.
That they are outside.
I've heard someone wanting to introduce herself and I say, oh, my name is this, a woman in tech. I'm like, excuse me. Can this person also say a man in tech? And I have a friend who's always against that. Like women in tech, it's always black.
Now they have to say it for them to be outstanding, for you to notice them. Women in tech, okay.
But is it I saying in tech, that kind of thing?
That is
over celebrated.
Is that over celebration? Saying it out like that.
So what should be the solution? What do you think should be?
My only thing should go in low key and want try to build up the normal way instead of trying to come out and say this one and this one, trying to introduce.
You know, before when a girl drops a certificate. Submit a CV, and then the guy drops it, they always pick the girl, like the guy first. But now that they are picking the girls, why are guys feeling so jealous? That time we feel like, oh, he's a guy, he's like, he's getting. Now we don't really feel, but now we are like, ah, that I they've been overpowering us.
In some scenarios whereby girls are admitted into something, it's about creating opportunities for them, trying to help the female society. Let me tell you, if you leave a guy and a girl in a normal clear contest,
it's a lie. Don't even go there. Don't even go there. Don't go there.
Okay, let's say we have 1,000 scientists that made discovery. 999.
Do you know that some of the Arab countries, I've forgotten these countries. Wait now, some of these Arab countries, they don't allow girls to go to school. And then these guys are being, they go to school and then they are trained, they are educated, and then they have numbers of scientists, numbers of engineers, numbers of this one, clinical. And then girls are not even there. Then when a girl wants to play ball, they say, it makes you a man. Why?
Do you know that one thing about guys is that they will always want to do something. Most times they are stubborn in a way. In a family now, there was a time in my family whereby we are not allowed to go out, both the guys and the girls. Once it's six,
it's a normal thing.
You always find yourself into the
it's
house.
It's a normal thing.
But let me tell you the truth. The guys will always want to stay beyond six.
See, I'm going to say it's not over celebration.
Always want to stay beyond six to find out what will happen or to do something else and then come back and take the punishment. But the girls, they will always find their way back before six.
Because that they're respectful, they're scared of their parents
beating them.
Okay, now
guys are stubborn.
Guys, they are ready to go beyond limits.
No, they are stubborn. They just want to.
That's the stubborn. For you to go beyond limits, you have to be stubborn.
Stubborn.
You have to be willing to take whatever that's going to come out.
Me, I know the girl.
Definitely, when the guy comes,
I suppose go out, but I never go out.
Okay, that time when we are young, my mom would say, "Don't go out. If even if you go out before six, you should come back." That time, my sisters, when they even go to their friends' house before 5:30, all of them are back.
I
will stay till 8, and I'll have to stay in the staircase till 11. And the next day, that is not stopping me from going out.
It's not about being a guy. It's about being stubborn.
Okay, let's say girls are not stubborn to go beyond limits.
No, the girls are being made to be respectful because they need to prepare food. They need to assist their parents in the kitchen. They need to assist the mother in the kitchen. You can wash your plate tomorrow.
You can wash the plate tomorrow.
You not see heap of plates like this.
When I was small. They used to take us to the kitchen
too.
Last year, December, the food that they made Christmas and New Year.
Oh, she.
I'm serious. My mom, they woke up in the morning.
Oh, she.
Because me. I will tell you, most times I don't used to go to church. Most times at home, I don't used to go to church. So if I stay at home, definitely I'm going to get hungry. You understand? Definitely I'm going to get hungry. So my only option there is to go to that kitchen, cook that rice and that stew. Before they are back, self, I go don't eat my own food. You understand? Because my mom, once you say you're not going to go to church, she would definitely not go into that kitchen.
My mom would lock the door, go outside. You're not staying in the house.
Even if she comes back, she's not even going to enter the kitchen. She'll just lie there as if she's not even hungry. She's hungry, but she wants that thing like to hit you so badly. So for me now, you cannot force me. You cannot come and drag me to go to church. So if I stay at home and you go to church on Sunday,
generally guys are stubborn.
If you go out by seven, before you come back, because they used to go to all these Orthodox church, Anglican and the rest. So
I understand. The thing is that we are trying to break barriers. But I feel like they are creating more barriers. They are creating more walls for guys. They're building more walls. I'm telling you about there more like guys commit suicide than girls. But then everybody's looking at the female mental health. You get in that aspect. I feel like some areas are not being touched. We are touching the areas of girls coming out, but then we are also neglecting the guys somehow. We are neglecting the male child. We don't care that the male child have like they face some situation because they are born to survive, like
no
you said.
One is neglecting the male child.
They are. You might not understand because you're a girl. They are neglecting it.
The society is revolving around the girls. If you see a guy, trying to make a living, trying to survive. He's not actually making that living just for his personal self.
For his family.
For his family, for his mom, his sisters, so lady, definitely his wife.
Lady, I am. So are you saying that I'm not making my earnings for my family or something?
Not compared to the guys.
Why?
See, no. The truth is that you might not accept it, but guys go extra miles just to feed the family.
I know that part. That guys do some do extra.
What you do is support.
Because you can see a guy now trying to make millions of naira.
They're not making the whole millions for them to just sit down one place and start spending the whole money on themselves. They are making the money so that probably when my mom calls, when my wife calls, when this person calls, I'll be able to foot.
But why is there this jealous? Why can't things just be okay? Do you wash, eye dry? Things will just be.
It can always be, do you wash, eye dry? That's
it cannot be like that.
It can always be, do you wash, eye dry?
You wash, eye dry.
Okay. When you go and go out for now.
And why guys used to feel jealous is that they'll feel like, I've been doing this thing all this while. I've been doing it all this while. Nobody's even.
I get.
Or noticing me. But once this girl now does it,
everybody's now focusing their attention on her.
Okay. Just to round this up, what do you feel like should be the solution? Starting from the girl, what should be the solution? If you said that they are not over celebrated in all aspects of life, and do you feel like they are over celebrated in all aspects of life, or they're not?
They are over celebrated.
And do you feel like they are neglecting some situations about guys?
About guys,
yeah.
Okay, they are neglecting some situation about guys when it comes to that. But the over celebration of the ladies is based on the grassroots of what happened at first.
Exactly, that's my point.
That's the whole over celebration of ladies and all. So I don't know, the over celebration is what is making a lot of people to come out, a lot of ladies to come out, and it's helping
a lot of opportunities
to come out for them. So is I will not, if they are, if people say that they are over celebrated, it's fine to say they are over celebrated.
So
it's actually fine, but I guess they should be celebrated so that they'll bring more of them to the spotlight.
So, as a guy, you're saying that girls are over-celebrated. What could be the solution? Don't tell me they should go on a low-key. What kind of low-key? We've been on a low-key since, and then we're not even been...
saying the way it was before. You understand? Because I can't remember a time where the guys are not doing anything and they are trying to be over celebrated for you to get them to start doing something.
No, it's not that the guys are not doing anything, it's that the guys were giving more rights. You don't understand. Who gave them more rights? It's how the society was built. Jesus Christ, don't you read history?
That is how the society is. They were giving
more rights.
So now they are trying to.
I'm going to tell you about Nigeria burials.
Are giving them more rights. The society comprises of the male and the female. So you're trying to say that because definitely if you say the society, that means the girls also are involved in giving them more.
We're talking about how it was built.
Like this how parents created and then they are like, oh, but a girl shouldn't do this.
People are trying to create their own mindset by giving the females equal.
Because what makes up society
is the guys and the ladies too.
So if a guy is just above and then the girl is it complete?
But I believe that the girls were there.
They were?
Yes,
no. They were excluded. Maybe so should we go back to history?
Guys that made themselves on top and then put the guys below.
Should we go back to history?
Because if you say a society now, a society made the guys up and okay. I think I'm blank. What was I saying? Over celebrated is quite a good thing. At least it's going to motivate them. The ladies is going to motivate them to try to level up, to try to do something extraordinary, because definitely they will know they are going to be celebrated. So I think the best solution is to continue.
Thank you. Yes. So I'm encouraging every lady out there to, you know, come out, be you, be extraordinary. Don't look at what this boy is saying. We're not over celebrated. But then we still need to give more chances for guys. Guys also deserve some scholarship. I beg, everything should not be about girls. It's tiring, but then girls need to be over celebrated. Sure. We are not over celebrated in some area and then we are over celebrated in some areas. Thank you for listening. And this is still Purity. Tune in next week.